The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say just a few words that might be interesting for your meditation practice, I think it's one of the conveniences of a human being is learning to take things for granted. If we had to figure everything out fresh every morning we woke up, and our, you know, sleep was just a, they erased the hard drive, and you woke up the next morning and had to kind of figure it all out again, you'd be pretty busy all day. So we learn things and become second nature. We take them for granted. And as humans, we take a lot for granted often. We just have abilities we take for granted until those abilities are not there. You probably take, to some degree, your hand for granted until you have severe arthritis. Take your hand for granted until, you have an accident and you can't move the hand for a while, or lose your hand. But until then, you don't think about it. You do your things and around with your hand quite easily. So the same thing is true for our minds. We have these amazing minds that it's easy to take for granted, or it's easy to have judgments about it of all kinds, conclusions about it. And sometimes we treat it very meanly. My poor mind, I forget everything. I keep saying the wrong thing. I'm not so smart, and I'm too smart, or anything. And sometimes we praise our mind and think, I have a great mind, and I want everyone to know it. But we have this mind that we often take for granted. In meditation practice, it really helps if you neither praise nor condemn your mind, but that you are amazed to have one. That it's an amazing instrument we have. We don't quite know what the mind is. It's not the same thing as the brain. What the connection between the brain and the mind, who knows what it might be. In Buddhism, the mind is something that is what we think it is. It's what we, kind of the image, the sense, the feeling that we have of this kind of gestalt, this sum total of our mental activities, in whatever way that comes. Different times we might experience our mind differently. And that's one of the teachings of Buddhism, that the mind is variable. Depending on conditions, especially conditions of how you use your mind, the experience of the mind can change. Sometimes the experience of the mind can be that it's tight and contracted. Sometimes it can be that it's quite expansive and large. Sometimes it can feel like your mind is absent. Where is it today? I'm just so dull, so shut down, so vague, that it seems like it's not really working. And then sometimes it can be really sharp and strong and feel like, wow, just everything is crisp and clear and alert and everything. So whatever the mind is, the experience of the mind is variable depending on what's going on. One of the conditions that supports having a nice mind to live in is to notice the mind. To notice the mind as the container, the home for our mental landscape, mental world. That our general sense of having a mind can be seen as imagine kind of like a home or a container or a space within which all our mental world occurs. And what is that space like for you? What kind of home do you provide for your inner life? And I use the word home intentionally to try to evoke a feeling of feeling safe, feeling comfortable, a place where you really feel like you're at home and can be yourself, and it's okay that you walk around in your pajamas or even your underwear or something, or just you can just be how you are. You didn't take a shower, and it's okay if no one's coming anyway, but you're home. And but how to be at home in your mind, have your home be your mind for whatever's there. Open, expansive, accepting, forgiving, allowing. What kind of general gestalt, general receptacle can your awareness be for whatever awareness knows? So as you sit and walk today, you might see if you can not be so busy doing the practice of mindfulness, so busy reacting and responding to all the little details of what happens, but settle back and open up and see if you can kind of explore some general, very personal maybe, feeling or sense of what your mind is like as a receptacle, as a home for all that you know and all you think and all you feel and everything goes on. And can you kind of let that be the field in which you're aware? And let that be a place you really see. What does it take to make it that feel like, oh, this is a good place to be. This is a good container. I can make this a nice holding space for all that's within. So, and if that doesn't make sense what I'm saying, you don't have to worry about it. You can just forget about it. Just do your regular practice. Thank you.